This program provides education, not advice. Sponsors pay a fee for endorsements and interviews. See the truthayf.com disclosure page for details.
This is where technology, innovation, and personal finance come together.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.
It's Thursday, March 28th. On today's show, how Bitcoin is creating financial freedom in Africa. One morning last November, the people of Malawi discovered that their currency was devalued by 44% in a single day. This affected 20 million people. Merchants closed for the day to reprice their goods. 85% of Malawians are unbanked, so the government's devaluation essentially stole money from the population. Over the past 20 years, their currency, the kwacha, has lost 95% of its value against the dollar. Per capita income there is 33 cents an hour, and for people in remote areas, it's 5 cents an hour. And suddenly, when the government devalued the currency, they were now able to buy only half as much as they could the day before. Not only do a billion Africans lack a solid currency, 600 million of them lack electricity. Consider the city of Blantyre. It's about an hour from Mozambique. Only 15% of the people there have electricity. Residents cut down trees to make fire. They use paraffin lamps to light their homes at night. And those fires, those lamps, they create noxious gases. The leading cause of death in Africa is respiratory disease. One big reason so few people have electricity is that they get power from a small hydroelectric plant that charges 90 cents per kilowatt hour. We pay about 10 cents here in the U.S. But last year, a Bitcoin data center was launched. All the excess power that it generates is sold to the Bitcoin network, delivering not just a high-quality peer-to-peer currency to the power generators, it lowers prices for consumers and raises their profits. Compare Bitcoin mining to AI farming. An AI chip costs $30,000, and it uses 1,200 watts of power. Bitcoin chips only cost $1,200 and uses 3,500 watts. So it makes no economic sense to build an AI data center in Africa compared to a Bitcoin mine. And AI processes can't be turned on and off like Bitcoin mining can. If you do that to an AI data center, you cause massive disruption. But you can turn a Bitcoin miner off with no harm. AI computers can't be used to balance the electric grid, but Bitcoin computers can. When a grid needs to deploy electricity elsewhere, Bitcoin miners can turn off easily. Bitcoin miners in Texas do this all the time, whenever there's bad weather. One more benefit from Bitcoin mining? Heat. A miner is, in essence, a space heater, and a really efficient one. For the past 3 years, in Congo's Virunga National Park, rangers there have been mining Bitcoin with hydropower. Heat from the mining is used to dry cocoa beans instead of laying them out to roast under the sun. Drying the beans with heat from the miners dries the cocoa faster at minimal cost, compared to leaving the cocoa beans outside where they can be destroyed by the weather or get stolen or even eaten by animals. Or consider the Great Rift Valley. I'll tell you about that in 60 seconds.
Support for Rick Edelman's podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. What do all the greatest innovations have in common? Agents, people who participate in progress by supporting cutting-edge ideas. Invesco QQQ is a fund that allows you access to innovators of the NASDAQ 100 all in one fund, so you don't have to be an inventor to help create what's next to come. Anyone can become an agent of innovation with Invesco QQQ. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. There are risks when investing in ETFs, including possible loss of money. ETFs risks are similar to those of stocks. Investments in the tech sector are subject to greater risk and more volatility than more diversified investments. The NASDAQ 100 Index comprises the 100 largest non-financial companies on the NASDAQ. You can't invest directly into an index. Before investing, carefully read and consider fund investment objectives, risks, charges, expenses, and more in prospectus at Invesco.com. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Let me tell you about the Great Rift Valley. It's 3,500 miles long with massive seismic and volcanic activity. The geothermal energy there is completely untapped. There's a 1.4 megawatt geothermal plant in Kenya. It pushes lake water into fields where flowers are grown and sold to supermarkets throughout Europe. Kenya is the world's largest exporter of flowers. And all those fields need irrigation, and all that irrigation needs power. Geothermal power is the best source for Bitcoin mining because it's 100% clean. Two-thirds of the people in Malawi between 18 and 30 own a smartphone. That lets them trade their currency into Bitcoin using just their phone number. It's Bitcoin with no internet. If Bitcoin becomes a bigger and bigger piece of the global economy, African nations will be able to transform their energy into a global reserve currency without asking permission from any government or any bank. Today, Africa has 45 currencies. 80% of all inter-African payments are processed by a European company or an American company. But in a Bitcoin world, Africans could trade with each other without any interference or involvement from Europe or America. So while you look at Bitcoin from an American investor lens, remember that this technology is global. We here in the U.S. might regard Bitcoin as optional, but in other parts of the world, Bitcoin is essential, and it's going to transform billions of lives over the next couple of decades. And if that's not a sound basis for an investment for affluent American investors, I don't know what is. We're off tomorrow to celebrate Good Friday. Happy Easter, and we'll see you on Monday when we talk about what young people are doing in a desperate effort to pay off their college debts.
How do advances in science, technology, and medicine translate into investment opportunity? Listen and learn.
This is The Truth About Your Future with Rick Edelman.